Yes, and this is, you know, this is always the game plan. You know, Noam Chomsky talked about it, is destroying the danger of a good example. The U.S. will not allow a country like Venezuela to find an independent economic and political path, to go its own way, to try to develop in the way it wants to. And when it does try to do that, the U.S. will set an example of that country, that what will happen is the U.S. will destroy their economy. And it sends a message to everyone that you dare not try to go your independent course. And what we have to keep in mind is that the Venezuelan revolution under Chavez was in many ways and has been in many ways successful up till 2014, again, when the oil prices were artificially depressed, when sanctions began. Venezuela was lauded for its policies, which greatly lowered the poverty rate there, lowered the extreme poverty rate there, increased equality there, brought up socially and economically hitherto oppressed peoples, Afro-Venezuelans, indigenous peoples. And even through this crisis, incredibly, up till now, Venezuela has continued to build houses for the poor. They've built a total of 2.5 million homes, subsidized homes for the poor. So the U.S. has done everything it has to stop this progress, and it looks like it may succeed in doing that. But I think that is not something to revel in. I think it's something to be, frankly, quite ashamed.